This is Joshua Karayevsky. You are listening to the Agile Uprising Podcast.
I'm Chris Merman from the Agile Uprising. We are at Agile and Beyond 2017. I believe, has the rain stopped yet? I'm not so sure. We're about to be headed outside for a happy hour in a tent. So this should be very, very interesting. Trying to stay dry. I am joined by three talented and lovely young agilists in the community. Allison Pollard, Pradeepa Narayanaswamy, and Billy Schutpels.
Nice.
Yes, wow. I know. I feel like
I should have changed my last name to make it more difficult.
I know. Wow. I know. It's just Allison. It's just Allison Pollard, you know. Plain Pollard.
Good that Pollard. You followed my splitting.
I know. Pradeepa had to write her last name down so I could phonetically. It's a challenging name.
It's just a long name.
That's right. It's long. That's right.
Like Canada. A after every other letter.
Oh my God, neither was I. Like, I got legitimately nervous for a second. Pradeepa is usually the safe one with the jokes, right? Like.
Oh, nice. This
is a safe joke.
I know. So, the reason why we are gathered together, not just because I'm big fans and friends with all of you, but so at Coach Camp this past weekend in New York, the three of you got to facilitate host a topic on the imposter syndrome, which is a great topic. We should be addressing it more. Some of us have a lot of work to do on our imposter syndrome.
He's not looking at us.
I'm not looking at anybody.
Right? Yeah. Yes. He's not pointing fingers either.
I'm not looking at anybody in particular.
Oh, that's unfair.
Good thing this isn't on video.
So tell me, ladies, why propose this? Like, what was really interesting to you about the subject?
Yeah, so I proposed it, and the reason is because I'm just legitimately angry about the fact that this imposter syndrome is stealing authentic voices out of our Agile community. And I know that sounds a little cheesy, but basically my path into it was someone was interviewing me about it, and I kind of had this personal revelation about, what? I struggle with some of these things. I had no idea it was called imposter syndrome. Mm-hmm. And that made me angry about myself, that it was holding me back. And then I started to think about all the people in our community and how much we're missing, the people that aren't out talking, the people that aren't in the meetings speaking up. And so I'm just legitimately angry that we're missing a lot of great people and voices.
Absolutely. Yeah, I wanted to go back to 2013. This is where it really hit me, the imposter syndrome. That was my first time at the Agile 2013 conference and my first big Agile conference. So I was doing a lightning talk, and you know, like you've seen these thought leaders only in papers and blogs and books, right? So when I was in the same room or in the same avenue with all of them, like, that's when it really hit me. Oh my God, like, ooh, this is like real deal. Like, what am I doing here? And I really felt it at that time. Like, I felt like, what is it? Am I legit? Like, why am I here, right? Mm-hmm. Then my inner voice was kind of coming up over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Good. What about you, Alan?
So, you know, Billy, you had proposed this like first thing in the morning, and it was like how to get Agile Coach Camp going, like, let's go talk imposter syndrome. But you had said it is about, you know, how are we losing authentic voices in our community that just resonated with me. And I remember a couple of years ago, you know, as a consultant, going on my first engagement as the quote unquote Agile coach. And if you had asked me at the time what I was doing, I would say, I'm a consultant and I am acting as an Agile coach right now for one of our clients. I mean, talk about it being right out in the obvious, right? Mm-hmm. That I'm freaking out thinking I'm going to be caught as a fraud somehow. That I am acting my way through this. And quite honestly, you know, I was ready for it. You know, I had done all the prep work. I had been a scrum master for a number of years, so involved in the community. It's like, of course this was the next step, and of course I'm prepared for it. No one would put me out there if they thought I was going to fail, but it was all in my head. And so helping others, you know, deal with this and recognize it happens to every single one of us, regardless of what we've achieved.
And I think exposing that, letting people that are out there know that we all struggle with this, just makes it more normal. It makes it okay.
Yes.
And it makes it okay to say, hey, I'm afraid that I'm not ready.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like, am I good enough? That was the question that kept coming over and over again. And, you know, like, I had a revelation when I'm able to say that out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there are other people like me. It's not just me, right? Yes. So that was, like, amazing moment for me personally.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, so, I'm not surprised at all that this lightning talk was one of the first things that you kind of threw out there, mainly because I've seen you talk on many, many other topics. And I do feel like, Pradeepa, that like something that you're very passionate about is knowing yourself, right? I mean, I shed tears at your session last year at Agile 2016 about knowing yourself and really knowing yourself as how you improve other things like listening or coaching or empathizing with people, starting with yourself. And wow, what a crazy I mean, what a crazy way to initiate that self-exploration and to do that, right? Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, I'm going to use the Agile Conference 20XX conference as my example. 2013 to 2016, I have come a long way. You know, like, this was true for me initially, but I'm able to overcome that, and I was able to be vulnerable and be authentic in front of, I don't know how many people were sitting in that room. And I was just able to present myself as is.
Yeah.
Nice.
And those are always the best sessions. You know, when people are sharing their real life stories, their journeys, talking about mistakes that they've made along the way and the things that they've learned, those are the ones that really resonate, that really connect with me. And that's what I like to try and do in my sessions as well. Of go, here's where I am, and I have not reached perfection by any means. Still a work in progress.
You know, having known you for a while, Allison, you do have this very, I don't know how else to say it, you have a competent exterior. Like, you do, when I'm observing you around other people, they're seeing you as at least my observation, self-assured, and like, she knows where she is, she's got it under control, don't worry, Allison's here, we're gonna be fine, right?
It's amazing, because, you know, I've absorbed so much information over the years, right? Reading books, reading blogs, going to conferences, being so active in our local community meetups. I'm freaking awesome. I do amazing things. And even 2 weeks ago, I felt like a complete imposter, you know, right before a conference, worried about, you know, am I ready to cross this edge? I'm about to do something I have never done before. Oh, God, what if I fail?
Well, Billy, like, that's going back to something Allison said. She mentioned that, like, what if people find out I'm a fraud? And I think going back to your original pitch behind this, like, and it's something that even me, like, I had to, several months ago, kind of the team lead on a project I was working on. She just wanted to know, like, what's going on? Like, how, you know, how are things with you? And I'm like, I don't know that I'm doing well. I haven't heard anybody say something bad, but I don't know that I've heard any say something good. And so how do I know that, I said, I'm afraid that I'm going to be found out to be a fraud, like that term fraud, Allison, right?
Yeah.
So like, Billy, what is that word fraud? Like, what does that mean to you, and what is that power that it has over us?
Oh, that's an an interesting question. So, like, because I'm in the financial, I'm coaching a financial client right now. I'm like, fraud is when somebody like steals your identity. And, but it's kind of true, like, because that's what imposter syndrome is doing. Is the people that are worried about being frauds aren't, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's just this really deep sort of internal thing that is. We don't want to be vulnerable. We don't want to show who we are. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it's just this really awful thing. So I hate it when people feel like a fraud because, to be honest, nobody is a fraud. Everybody
right.
is just honestly themselves.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening, though, is we're afraid that if we show the world our true self, mm-hmm. it won't be accepted and that we won't be loved, we won't be validated as being intelligent, as being smart, and all of that, when in actuality, we all are. Like, we're
right.
just walking around right now. Everybody listening to this podcast is amazing.
Yeah.
And I want you all to practice that. If you're in your car, just start yelling like Allison did. I'm amazing. Allison, I'm freaking amazing.
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, so...
to bring that like self-awareness full circle, like it's not just admitting like I have a problem with this and I'm nervous about this, but it's also like, no, you know what, I'm not bad,
yeah.
right? Like, or I'm not any, or even if just to be realistic, I'm not any worse off than anybody else, right?
Right.
And so some of the things that we were brainstorming, so the coach camp is a dialogue, and some of the things that we were talking about was if you put yourself around other people that are in your same industry and things like that, then you can start to realize that you do know just as much as them. And
absolutely.
If you put yourself around healthy people, that will reflect back to you that you're amazing. That's one of the strategies. So one of the strategies
sure.
is getting with good people, good, honest people.
Absolutely.
That'll validate. Hold up the mirror for you, right?
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely. I remember one of the techniques that was thrown out is 55% awesome.
Yes.
Do you all remember that?
That's what
yeah.
somebody said.
Like, I am 55% awesome. Rest of the 45% is questionable.
You're working on dialing up a little bit more.
So,
yeah.
And unfortunately, we are in an industry where we are being placed as the experts, the evangelists. Yeah.
Right.
You know, like, you are the queen of mm-hmm. XYZ. You are mm-hmm. the king of
yeah.
ABC, right? That means when we go to a client or when we are in our, you know, working for a team or an organization that we are supporting, there is a huge spotlight on us, and that itself puts a humongous amount of pressure
yeah.
and mm-hmm. kind of hinders us from being that authentic
yeah.
person, right? Hinders us from that
yeah.
vulnerable person.
Yeah.
And the amount of comparison that
yeah.
we do in our industry, right? You know,
yes.
we come to these conferences,
yeah.
we see the great thought leaders, you know, the ones that we follow them truly. And we have those moments where like, I'm never going to be as good.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
then, who am I?
Yeah.
yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and having
yeah.
to really reflect on like, what
yeah.
are our achievements? Where
yeah.
are we being successful
yeah.
and keep that running list in
yeah.
front of ourselves because
yeah.
it's so easy to forget.
Yeah, exactly. That's, I am not good enough. That was the first thing that happened to me in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
How did I get over that? Was, you know, like, I started, you know, reflecting back and said that, okay, that person is way ahead in their journey, and I'm not there yet. This is where I am. So there is no point for me to compare where I am with where
yeah,
they are.
Right. Yep.
And that's exactly what
it's
I advise
yourself.
And suggest
wow.
other people.
It's your baseline.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people come to me nowadays and say that, Pradeepa, oh, my God, I wanted to be like you, or I wanted to be where you are. And I always stop. You are in this
yeah.
journey, and you are where you are. I've been in this journey, and I am where I am. Do not compare,
yes.
right?
Yeah, totally,
yeah.
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 So that's I know my strategy for trying to deal with it before I knew what it was. I just work harder, right? So just work harder. Prepare more. Make the list.
Do it, right?
Yeah.
Or you try to even, like, control it with your personality, like,
yeah.
oh, my personality needs to be, like, I mentioned, like, confidence,
right.
or
yeah.
Billy, you have such a bubbly, like, open, loving, like, happy personality, right? You're like, oh, I got to be extra happy to
yeah,
make up for the
yeah.
fact that I'm freaking,
yeah,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
the you-know-what out,
yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The problem with that is we're no good to anyone when we're sick. So working that hard and preparing four times as much as anyone else, we're all going to burn out.
Yeah.
yeah.
Right.
Not
right.
do anything.
Yeah, that itself is a big imposter syndrome, right? We are
right.
trying to,
mm-hmm.
you know, act out when we are not feeling that, right?
Right.
We are not authentic about it.
We have
it.
To make up for something.
Exactly.
So.
And what the world needs is the world needs us healthy and stable, not like all overworked and everything, in order to bring change to the world. Like,
absolutely.
That's what we need.
And well, and knowing that you're, knowing that who you are right now brings value.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
You do not bring value only if you are X only when you are Y.
Yeah. And it's actually accepting like the full human aspect of it. Because I remember the first conference talk that I gave was with Ty Crockett, you know, a mutual friend of a number of us. And so we had like our intro slides, right?
Yes.
Like our bio, like why are we the experts in front of the room? And he encouraged me to put on there that I was also a swing dancer.
Yeah.
You know, it was a hobby from high school that I'd continued through college and for a number of years. And I'm like, what does that have to do with anything? He said, it will open up a connection with the audience that who knows, like who else is out there and what
they
do, right?
Yeah.
And ever since then, like I try to keep that in mind of like, how do I show more of myself, right? Like I'm your atypical nerd that has built trebuchets. I've been the safety czar for the competition. And I really like Star Trek.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
who else talks about that stuff, right?
My slide says that I'm Batman.
I knew it.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, or even even on that whole credential side, like I had someone give me the feedback once that you don't need to read your resume to me every time we talk.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Who cares how long you've been doing this, right?
Yes.
Like, you don't need to have been doing that. Allison, you taught me that. I mean, you talked to me about that long ago.
Like, oh, you've been doing this as long as I've been alive. I'm so impressed.
Yeah. Like, oh, man, that your words have so much more power now, right? Which it can ruffle some feathers in our industry because we have a lot of distinguished folks that have done a lot of great things and have signed pieces of paper and have written books. And
and I think what we're really talking about is like recognizing each voice.
Yeah.
You know, whether you just learned Agile yesterday or you were one of the people that, you know, first coined the term,
right.
There's value in every single perspective and every experience being shared.
Yeah.
So I don't remember who shared this in the session, but I loved this idea. They said, because we talk about value a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they kept a daily journal or whatever notebook you're using.
Yeah.
And at the bottom, every day, they would just ask, what's the one thing I did today to add value? Maybe it was I smiled at someone and the cashier smiled back.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you have 10 things that you did, but I really like that idea of...
That was me.
That was you?
I'm glad you remembered that.
It stuck with me. It really did.
So I will just add on to that. I kind of proposed that, you know, after adding that, like, have kind of a graph because, you know, like, there are high points and low points and put a graph, like, put a flag in there.
Sure.
Because
nice.
Those are your points, right? Just go back and reflect on those.
Nice,
and that gives you a tremendous amount of, reflection.
Great exercise.
Yeah. Okay, so let's land this sucker. So in closing, because we could talk about this all day.
Yes.
Plus, I could just listen to the three of you all day.
And you're going to, right?
Yes.
We're going to happy hour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. More lubricated versions of ourselves. Ladies, tell the audience how we could continue the conversation with you online somehow. If we wanted to find you or find more information about you, and also like what was your key takeaway from the open, like the key thing that you were going to work on, like or that helped you work on this as we go.
I'm available on Twitter at OopsLandBilly. So it is OOPS, like Oops, LAND, land, because it's a magical land I've created. And then my first name, Billy, BILLIE.
It's weird saying that out loud. I'm not going to.
I know. It really is.
So what was your key takeaway?
I think my aha moment was just how much every single person, we had 20, 25 people in the session, and there was just such camaraderie. We were all there in it, and I just felt like I was with a group of similar people that, we're all in it together.
Awesome.
You can find me at N Pradeepa, PRADEEPA, in Twitter, and one of the takeaway for me was tell your story. Right.
Yeah.
Whatever that story is, where you began, where you had this aha moment, and where you are, and what are you trying, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell your story to others so that's what makes it interesting and connecting for others. So,
And I'm on Twitter at Allison_Pollard. And one of my key takeaways was, you know, being able to reflect on the negative self-talk that happens in our heads and really asking the question, you know, would you let a friend talk to themselves that way?
Yeah. Right.
Because, you know, more often than not, we're willing to step in on behalf of our friends and then we're just really mean to ourselves.
Yeah.
And so that's a good indicator.
Yes.
Yes, that is an awesome takeaway. I have a very good friend that says, it's my job to make jokes and pick on you. It's not your job to make jokes and pick on you. Every time I see him, I remind him of that he told me that. I am at Chris Merman, MURMAN. We are the Agile Uprising Coalition, and thank you for joining us.